好像是昨天的事情，今天好像又，好像又又，好像我也习惯了能够在网上跟大家见面。
So I'm used to meeting you on the website, online.
大家都今天的题目是国王的新衣。
The sermon today is the Emperor's new clothes.
大家都应该很熟悉这个故事吧。
Everybody should be familiar with the story.
所以我就今天就不告诉你们这个故事了。
So I'm not going to repeat the story.
开始的时候呢，我要讲的是这个世界呢是充满羞辱的。
This is a world full of shame.
那有一个移民德国的穆斯林，应该是从伊朗来的。所以他说了这样子一句话。
A Muslim immigrant to Germany, probably from Iran.
他说在这个世界上，没有什么会比尊荣更需要去守护。因为失去了尊荣，你将什么都不是，你就是一滩烂泥。如果有人试着要夺去我的尊荣，我会不惜一切都回来。直白说，任何方法。我都会试着去把我的尊荣夺回来。
So he said, there's nothing in this entire world that you need to protect more than your honor, because you're nothing without your honor. You'll be dirt, just dirt, and nothing else. If someone tried to take my honor, then I'll do anything to get it back. Literally, anything.
国王的新衣里面的国王的确想要在穿着每天漂亮的衣服来表达出他有多么样子的尊荣。
The emperor in the story tried to wear something nice to show his honor.
那有什么是比尊荣更加神圣的呢？
So what is more sacred than honor?
那 COVID-19 之后呢，很少出门，所以我就很少买衣服。
After home shelter through COVID-19, I rarely purchased new clothes.
你们有没有在最近这几个月还买衣服呢？
So anybody continue shopping your clothes?
有吗？
Anybody?
虽然我听不见你们声音，但我相信可能都已经减少了。
So I believe probably very few people purchase new clothes.
我们透过我们所穿的衣服表达我们的身份。
Through our clothes, we show our status.
比如说今天如果我站在讲台呢，可能我需要打一个领带，我不要穿的比较 formal, 比较正式的衣服。
So if I'm the pulpit to preach that, I may wear a suit and tie.
如果没有的话呢，就感觉像好像没有一种尊敬，甚至好像对自己的身份呢有一些的折扣。
So,If I don't wear suit and tie on the pulpit, I may think less of myself.
所以这世界呢，是以尊荣，追求尊荣，因为人被造是按着上帝的形象的。
Because we are created according to God's glory, so that's why everybody is after honor.
但是自从在创世纪第三章发生了一件戏剧性事啊，就是在创世纪第三章发生了这件事情。你们所看见的这张图画
On Genesis chapter 3, look at this diagram.
就是始祖亚当跟夏娃犯了罪之后
Because Adam and Eve sinned.
他们赤身露体感到自己非常的羞耻
They feel shame because they were naked.
他们想要找着一件衣服来遮盖自己的羞体
They tried something to cover their shameful body.
但上帝不是用这样子的方式来遮盖他们的赤身露体。
God did not cover their body.
不是用自己所编织的叶子来遮盖自己的赤身露体。
So they tried to cover their body with leaves that didn't cut it.
而是耶和华亲自的用皮子做了衣服给他们穿。
The Lord made garments of skin for Adam and Eve.
是上帝亲自做了一件皮子来给他们穿。
So God clothed them with garments of skin.
这是上帝自己的方 方式，他要借券牺牲一只动物，做一件衣服，亲自给他们穿上。
This is God's way through sacrificing an animal using the garment of skin to cover them.
这是创世以来神所做的第一件衣服。
This is the first clothes made by God.
如果说上帝是全地的君王的话，
If God is king of all,
那么这就是国王的新衣。
Then this is the clothes of the emperor.
人所做的一件衣服。
God made this clothes.
而是上帝所做的一件衣服。
And God made it.
但是当上帝要为亚当跟夏娃穿上这件衣服的时候，首先亚当夏娃必须先将用叶子做的衣服呢脱下来。
And Adam, you should get rid of their clothes of leaves.
但是要把自己那一件衣服脱下来，赤露敞开在上帝面前是很困难的。
Take off your clothes naked in front of God is very difficult.
但是如果你没有脱下，上帝就不能给你穿上。
If you didn't take off your clothes, God could not put on his clothes for you.
这就是我们是充满在我们犯罪之后，我们生命总会有隐藏人看不见的羞辱。
So after we sin, there's always hidden shame.
但当我们愿意在神面前赤露敞开的时候，
So when we're willing to reveal everything to God,
上帝就愿意用他的衣服来遮盖你的羞辱。
So God will cover our shame with his clothes.
这是从上帝而来给你的尊荣。
So that's the honor and glory from God.
那就是从羞辱一直到尊荣。
From shame to glory.
是神可以为你所做的。
God do it for you.
但你必须要赤露敞开在他面前。
But you need to be naked in front of God.
接下来我要告诉你另外一个很重要的故事。
Another important story.
这是上帝在他启示当中的一个很重要的故事。
It's an important story in the Genesis.
是跟衣服有关系的。
Related to clothes.
就在亚伯拉罕的时代。
In the era of Abraham.
有一个人名叫约瑟。
The name Joseph.
他的爸爸叫做雅各。
His dad named Jacob.
雅各非常爱约瑟胜过他其他的哥哥。
Jacob loved Joseph more than his brothers.
所以他的爸爸约瑟就给他做了一件彩衣。
So Jacob made the multicolored clothes for him.
但是约瑟的哥哥们呢，就非常嫉妒他呢，不与他说和睦的话。
His brothers were so jealous.
所以呢，他们就有一天呢，当约瑟去找他哥哥的时候。
So one day when Joseph went to his brothers.
他哥哥就剥了他的外衣呢，就是他所穿的那件彩衣，把它丢在坑里，那坑是空的，里头没有水。
So they rip off his multicolored clothes and dump it into a stern without water.
就如这张图画所显明的。
As shown in this diagram.
然后呢，他们就宰了一只公羊，把约瑟原本那件彩衣呢染了血。
Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood.
在这里呢，你会发现原本的衣服被拆开，然后呢，用那件衣服呢染上了血。
So his original clothes was ripped open and stained with water, dipped into blood.
故事后来他就被卖到了埃及。
So he was sold into Egypt.
那约瑟在埃及的时候，神却提升了他，最后他成为全埃及里面除了法老以外最大的一个人。
So God elevated into the second person in charge behind Pharaoh.
所以法老就对约瑟说：“神即将这事都指示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧，你可以掌管我的家，我的民都听从你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。”然后法老就对约瑟说：“我派你治理全埃及。”法老就摘下 他手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上，又给他穿上什么？给他穿上这个细麻衣，把金链戴他的颈项上，他又能够坐他的副车。所有的人呢，除了法老一样，都需要跪下，这样法老就派他治理全埃及。
Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you.
他原本的是被他哥哥丢在井里面，而且是一个被哥哥羞辱的人。
So he was deserted by his brother into a dry well and was ashamed by his brothers.
但耶和华与他同在。
But God was with him.
就把他升到全埃及上面很高的一个宰相。
Elevated into the prime minister in Egypt.
这是上帝所赐予他的尊荣。
God gave him honor.
然后当这个以色列人在埃及全地越来越多人的时候，
When Israel populated in Egypt,
那时法老呢就害怕这么多的这个以色列人呢就苦待他们，使他们成为奴隶。
Pharaoh was afraid of Israel, so put them into slavery.
你知道作为一个奴隶，他每天就是脏兮兮的，穿的都是污秽的衣服。
So as a slave, usually you wore dirty clothes working every day.
所以他们就向神这个向神来呼求，求神来拯救他们。
They cry out to God for salvation.
神就差派了摩西，就带领他们出了埃及，离开了这为奴之地。
God sent Joseph to lead them Exodus from Egypt.
然后在西乃山的时候呢，神最对这些以色列子民这么说。
At Mount Sinai, God spoke to Israel.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。那我现在如今将你放在我的翅膀上带来归我。如今你实在如果听从我的话，遵守我的约，你就在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。但你归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你都要告诉以色列人。耶和华又对摩西说，你往百姓那里去，叫他们今天明天至节，又要叫他们洗衣服。
You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wing, and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of the nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine.You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. There are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. And the Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes.
原本是穿着污秽衣服的奴隶。
So they wore dirty clothes as slaves.
他们是在痛苦中间。
So live...In suffering.
但神拯救了他们，叫他们来归向他。
God left them to be his people.
叫他成为上帝的子民。
To be children of God.
成为祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
A kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
这是同样的，是从羞辱到尊荣。
From shame to honor.
出自于上帝的手，如何使他们重新使他们成为有一个新的身份。
Through God's hand, they have new status.
然后他就叫做摩西说，你要叫这些百姓呢，今天明天要自洁，也要叫他们洗衣服。
So Moses told them to consecrate themselves to wash their clothes.
你再次的看见上帝在全本圣经的启示，他用这种衣服或者这个的方式呢，启示他自己的救恩。
So clothes symbolize God's salvation.
他要使一个人从羞辱当中提升他到尊荣的地位。
Elevate shame into honor.
亚当夏娃是如此。
Same for Adam and Eve.
约瑟的生命是如此。
So life for Joseph.
以色列整个上帝的子民也是如此。
As Israelite, the citizen of God is the same.
所以当摩西对以色列的子民说，你要洗衣服，穿上洁白的衣服的时候。
So wash your clothes and put on a white clothes.
摩西就将血洒在百姓的身上，说，你看，这是立约的血。立约的血是耶和华按这一句话与你们立约的凭据。
Moses then took the blood, sprinkled it on people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words."
所以当这血一洒出去的时候呢，这个血呢是洒在他们已经洗干净洁白的衣服上面。
The blood was sprinkled to the clothes they washed clean.
同样可以看见一个平行，无论是在伊甸园当中，还是在约瑟的生命的里头，还是现在以色列子民身上，你会看到上帝用衣服，甚至用血，提升一个人从这个羞辱到尊荣。
You can see the parallel between Adam and Eve, Joseph and Moses, that God elevated people from shame to honor through clothes.
没有尊荣比神所赐的尊荣更加尊贵。
No honor is more distinguished than the honor God ascribed.
的确，以色列子民后来就进入了迦南美地，进入了上帝所应许他们那块土地。
They entered the Canaan, the promised land.
但问题就在于，他们进了那块土地之后，他们并没有遵守耶和华神的命令。
But they did not follow God's covenant.
他们去拜其他的偶像。
They worshiped idols.
他们羞辱神。
They put shame to God.
因为神要他们成为圣洁的国民。
They should be holy nations.
但他们却不遵守上帝的命令。
But they did not follow God's order.
羞辱了上帝，上帝也就使他们穿上污秽的衣服。
Put God in shame, and that's why God put dirty clothes on them.
所以先知撒加利亚呢就说了，撒加利亚说，先知撒加利亚就见了一个异象。
So Zechariah, the prophet, had a vision.
约书亚好像就代表整个以色列的子民。
So Joshua represents Israelites.
他看见约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者的面前。
Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel.
那时候呢，上帝施予怜悯，因为他纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
God showed mercy because God remembered the covenant between him and Abraham.
所以在异象当中，他就这么说。
During the vision, God said,
你们要脱去他污秽的衣服，又对约书亚说，我使你脱离罪孽。要给你穿上华美的衣服，我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。
Take off his filthy clothes, then he said to Joshua, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you." Then I said, "Put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him, while the angel of the Lord stood by.
这就是上帝施予怜悯，愿一件衣服除去约书亚身上污秽的衣服。
So God took away the dirty clothes and put on the new clothes on Joshua.
他又对大祭司约书亚这么说。
So listen, High Priest Joshua.
我必使我的仆人大卫的苗裔发出，并且在一日之内除掉这地的罪孽。
I'm going to bring my servant the branch of David, and I will remove the sin of this land.
所以你看到上帝的启示的一致性。
So you can see the consistency of God's revelation.
上帝说，我会使我的仆人大卫的苗裔发出。
So I'm going to bring my servant the branch of David.
这话是什么时候应验的呢?
So when was this fulfilled?
所以我们就要看到另外一件啊，另外一块布，很重要的一块布是上帝的记号。
So we know a cloth is the important symbol from God.
所以今天在大卫的城里，给你们生了救主，就是主基督。所以你要看见一个婴孩，他是包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
So today in the town of David, Savior has been born to you, and he's Messiah, the Lord, wrapped in a cloth in a manger.
我不知道你们过去看这段经文的时候，你们对这块布有没有特别的一种的想法？
I don't know, when you read these verses, did you put extra thought into the piece of cloth?
上帝他在不断的启示着他要去拯救这些失丧的人类。
God continued to reveal he is saving the lost people.
他要去遮盖他们的羞辱。
Cover their shame.
这个时候上帝他自己本身来到这个世界上面。
God came to this world in flesh.
这里呢他是包着布诞生在马槽里。
Wrapped in the cloth, born in the manger.
那就是记号了。
This is the sign.
耶稣开头传道的时候他就宣传上帝福音说日期满了神的国近了你们当悔改信福音。
So proclaiming the good news of God, Jesus,He said, the time has near. He said, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news.
所以他就上帝以圣灵的能力恩膏他，他周流四方行善事，医好防被魔鬼压制的人，实行异能奇事神迹，将他自己证明出来。
God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went around doing good and healing all those.Who were under the power of the devil because God was with him.
但是当时的这些法利赛人文士跟当时的政治或者宗教家呢，他们嫉妒耶稣。
The Pharisee and scribe were jealous of Jesus.
正如约瑟的哥哥们嫉妒约瑟一样。
Just as Joseph's brother was envious of Joseph.
当年约瑟的哥哥把他丢在井里面，扒了他的衣服。
In the old days, Joseph's brother ripped his clothes off and dumped it into a dry well.
同时，你可以在这里也可以看见，当耶稣被审判要钉十字架的时候，发生了什么事情。
When Jesus put on trial and nailed to the cross, see what happened.
比拉多将耶稣鞭打了，兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他的头上，就给他穿上紫袍，又哀敬他说：“恭喜犹太人王呐！”他们就用手掌打他。
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldier twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head.They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, Hail, King of Jews, and they slapped him in the face.
这里是一个国王。
So he was King of Jew.
而这个国王呢，穿上了紫袍。
And he wore a purple robe.
但不是真正去尊荣他，而是去羞辱他。
But he was not honored, but...being ashamed.
所以说耶稣出来带着荆棘冠冕穿着紫袍比拉多对他们说你们看这个人祭司长在看见他们就喊就说钉他十字架钉他十字架
When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe Pilate said to them here's the man and soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him they shouted crucify crucify
兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就把他衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的礼衣。这件礼衣原来没有份儿，是上下一片织成的。
When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them. With the undergarment remaining, this garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom.
在做 他们彼此说不要撕开，只要将揪，看谁的日早。这是要应验经上的话，他们分了我的外衣，为我的里衣将揪。兵丁果然做了这事。
Let not tear it, they said to one another, let's decide by lot, who will get it. This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, that said, they divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. So this is what the soldiers did.
这个国王的衣服呢，就这样子的，就被这些兵丁们撕啊。耶稣所穿的衣服呢，就明明在人的面前呢，被脱了下来。
So Jesus was ripped off his clothes in front of the soldiers.
所以是在众人面前赤身露体。
So Jesus was naked for all to behold.
今天我们所看到关于耶稣钉十字架的图画呢，可能是会比较。比较经过处理的。
So the crucifying pictures are modified.
其实如果按照当时罗马人钉十字架的情况，真的是一个叫做赤身露体的。
According to Roman's custom, the crucified people were all buck naked.
所以你看到在伊甸园当中，始祖们是赤身露体的。
So in Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were naked.
你看到约瑟被他哥哥剥了衣服，也是赤身露体的。
Joseph was naked by clothes ripped off by his brothers dumped into the dry well.
你可以看到主耶稣也同样经历过这样子的一个羞辱的过程。
So Jesus went through the same shameful process.
被钉十字架是一个巨大的无耻行为。
To be crucified was a great ignominy.
就算是十字架这个词，都需要远远离开一个罗马公民的思想，他的眼睛以及他的耳朵，因为对一个罗马公民或自由人提起他，都会显得不值。
The very word cross should be far removed not only from the person of a Roman citizen.But from his thoughts, his eyes, and his ears, the very mention of them, that is unworthy of a Roman citizen and a freeman.
没有羞辱比神所受的羞辱更巨大。
No shame is greater than the shame of God suffered.
他本来是富足的，却因为我们成了贫穷，叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
因他所受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他所受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crucified for our iniquities. The punishment, but by his stripes were healed.
他神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪，好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以十字架启示的神是一位愿意放下他的地位与尊荣，以至于死，为的就是收纳我们这些被离弃的，尊荣那受羞辱的。
Thus the cross revealed that God is a God.Who willingly gives up status and honor to the point of death in order to include the exclusive and honor the shame.
所以在神的救恩历史当中，他不断的启示着用不同的故事来显明，他最终要差派耶稣来为我们受羞辱，使我们能够得到尊荣。
Throughout the history of salvation, he repeatedly revealed that he sent Jesus to take away our shame.And instead, getting his honor.
所以罗马书说，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
In Book of Romans, rather clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desire of the flesh.
你们受洗归入基督的，就是披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ.
所以你们如果听过他的道，领过他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，要将你们心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着上帝形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁也。
When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们生命当中都有一些隐藏的、不为人所知的事情。
We all have hidden sins in our life.
需要在神面前赤裸敞开，交托给神。
We need to expose them in front of God and leave it to God.
让神亲自的来医治，来挪去我们的羞辱。
Let God heal us and remove our shame.
我过去在服事当中，有接触到一些在社会上面被遗弃的，甚至被丢弃的，外面流浪的街头的人。
When I served in the past, I dealt with homeless people on the street.
有一次应该算是差不多十年前吧。
Probably about 10 years ago.
那时候是在德州。
In Texas.
有一天下午从教会出来之后，我驾车在路上。
One afternoon, I left church driving.
然后我看到一个在路边的一个流浪汉。
I saw the homeless people on the side of the road.
是我自己主动停下车来，拉开窗口，来问他，你发生了什么事情？
I stopped and rolled down my window and asked him what happened.
我不知道我是从哪里来的信心，从哪里来的一种勇敢。
I made the move. I don't know how I got the courage to do so.
我就问他说：“你有吃的吗
？”Do you have anything to eat?
你有住的地方吗
？A place to live?
他说没有。
He said no to both.
那你吃什么呢？
So、
至少今天晚上你吃什么
？So what are you going to eat tonight?
就是从这些就是人家丢在路边的，或者丢在这个就是被丢掉的那些食物呢 ，leftover 这样子来充饥。
So he just scavenged the trash can for food.
然后我就说，你今天要不要在我家里住？
So I asked him, do you want to stay in my house?
他说真的吗？
He said, really?
他把我当成是一个 Oriental, 他说把我当成一个东方人了，因为他是一个黑人来的。
So he saw me as a Oriental.
他说我从来没有看见一个 Oriental 的人呢，会这样子 offer 或接近我。
You're the first Oriental to approach me.
然后我就跟他讲说，我也不知道你的来历，好还是坏，我也不知道。
So I don't know you whether you're good or bad.
所以长话短说呢，后来我真的是把他带进我的公寓里。
Long story short, I brought him back to my apartment.
他差不多应该是五十多岁吧，对一个。
So it's about 40 some years.
然后我就准备饭给他吃。
So I prepare a meal for him.
他身上非常非常的难闻。
So he smells stinky.
我就给他了一些衣服、毛巾、被毯，还有今天晚上要睡觉的一个毯子，全部给他。
So I gave him clothes, towels, and bedding for tonight.
然后他今天晚上他就在我家里住下，跟吃，在家里面吃了。
So he ate and stayed for the night.
第二天早上的时候，我很早起来呢，就预备了这个早餐给他吃。
Next morning, I got up early to prepare breakfast for him.
当我把这个预备好的早餐放在他面前的时候
when I put breakfast in front of him.
这个五十多岁一个男人啊，就在我面前大哭。
So tears streaming down his face.
他就紧紧就是很感性的，就是握住我的手。
He held my hand, very emotional.
他说我感谢你，因为你这样子来招待我，来接纳我，因为我的家人遗弃了我，丢弃了我。
I thank you so much for taking care of me, even my own family abandoned me.
我做错了很多事情。
I did very terrible things.
我没有脸去见我的家人。
I am ashamed to see my family.
当然那天的时候，我有跟他一起来读一些圣经里面关于羞辱的一些故事。
So I share some story in the Bible about shame.
然后我那天就把它呢放在一个 Gospel Union Center， 是专门来收留这种人的一个事工，我就把它放到那个地方去。
So I took him to a Christian ministry to taking care of homeless people.
然后临走之前的时候，我为他祷告。
Before I left, I prayed for him.
他说我会，他然后他就他离开之前的时候，他说我一生都会记住你的。
So before he left, he said, I will remember you for the rest of my life.
后来过了差不多一个月的时候，
A month later,
我借着某一些经文，因为强化好像说，我打电话到，我联络到他的姐姐。
So, make long story short, I got in contact with his brother, sister.
然后呢，就用然后就把他送回到他的姐姐那里去，就住在加州。
And send him back to his sister in California.
他现在是跟他已经跟他家里关系已经被恢复了。
He reconciled with his family.
我相信从今天，上帝愿意使我们从羞辱成为尊荣，对我们来说，我们需要穿上神所赐的衣服，有他的形象、真理、仁义跟圣洁，去服侍那些被丢弃、被遗弃或在羞辱当中的人。
So God put new clothes on us, change us from shame into honor. That's why we need to act righteously and then take care of the people in need after that.
我们来看一段影片。
Let's see a clip.
在这个影片当中，最后的时候出现那对夫妇呢，就是成立米菲波设之家的这个主人。
The couple in the end is the founder of this home.
他的妻子呢已经过世了。
So his wife passed away.
那我介绍你们这个影片 Home of 米菲波设之家，下面有 YouTube 的地址，你可以看这个纪录片，是这个国际基督基督这个基督教电影节里面最佳纪录片。
So they won the award of the best Christian documentary, Home of the Mephibosheth. They have a YouTube channel.
他们愿意去眷顾那一些社会上面被遗弃、社会上面被充满羞辱的这群残疾的儿童们。
They take care of the abandoned, ashamed people, children.
神施恩于我们。
God gave grace to us.
使我们今天今日成了何等的人。
So that we can become a person.
我们今天如何面对这个充满羞辱的世界？
How can we face this shameful world?
我们如何面对我们自己生命当中的羞辱？
How do we face our shame in life?
我们如何去对待周遭的那一些人？
How do we treat people around us?
我们如何去看待那些羞辱我们的人？
How do we treat people that put us to shame?
我相信穿上神给我们的披戴耶稣基督，活出他这个样式，把上帝的尊荣赐予这些被羞辱的人。
So we need to put on the clothes of Jesus Christ, model after him, and then take care of the peopleThat need our care.
我相信，无论是这个故事里面的这个妻子欣维，还是这些孩子们。
So regardless about the wife in the story or those abandoned children,
他们有一天在上帝永恒的家中，他们有一天一定会在上帝永恒的家中。
They will enter the eternal home of God.
那时候他们要穿着光明洁白的细麻衣。
So they're going to wear fine linen clothes.
因为没有衣服会比神所赐的新衣更加洁白。
No clothes is purer than the new clothes God gives.
无论我们在这一个世界上面经历过些什么样子的过去，无论是从你家庭而来的，还是因为其他什么原因，
regardless of our past, regardless what reasons,
无论你现在经历着什么样子的内心里面经历什么样子的说不出来的羞辱，
regardless your current shame in your heart, unspeakable,
有一位国王，
there's an emperor,
他的名字叫耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他会将一切都更新了。
He will renew everything.
因为有一日他要与我们同住，无论我们现在情形如何，我们都要成为他的子民。
Because he will live among us, we will be the children of God.
他要与我们同在，做我们的上帝。
He will be among his people, and he will be our God.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our wish.
他要擦去一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀，不再有哭号、疼痛，因为以前事都过去了。
He will wipe every tears from his eye. There will be no more death. For the old things has passed away.
做宝座会说，我将一切都要更新。
He who was seated on the throne, I'm making everything new. Then he said,
上帝就在这里应许说，那洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得全病，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
Blessed are those who wash their robes, and they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city.
在伊甸园当中， 有上帝所预备的一件衣服。
In Garden of Eden, God prepared a clothes.
在圣经的启示录当中，神并没有神是信实的，他仍然要把那衣服赐给你。
In Revelation, God is faithful. He will give us that clothes.
我们都像不洁净的人，我们所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
So we are all filthy. Our clothes, just like leaves, will wither away and blown away by wind.
但感谢主，因为他的羞辱使我能够得到尊荣。
Thanks to be the Lord, because he put the shame in him so that we can receive his glory.
他本来是富足的，因着我成为贫穷。
He was rich because of us, he became poor.
以致我今天在他面前成了何等的人。
So that I can be a person in front of him.
我因耶和华大大的欢喜，我的心要靠神而快乐，因为他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义的为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorned his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你的应许。
God, we thank your promise.
你非常了解我们的过去。
You know our past.
就在我还没有生出来，你就已经知道了我。
Before I was born, you know me.
你知道我过去、现在，甚至将来。
You know my past, present, and future.
你也知道我的羞辱，我隐藏不为人所知的事情。
You know the hidden shame in me.
但你是一个慈爱怜悯的上帝。
But you are a merciful God.
你也是一个公义的上帝。
And you are loving and righteous.
你愿意亲自为我担当这个羞辱。
You are willing to take away our shame yourself.
使我今天能够成为荣耀你的人。
So that I can be a person, glorify you.
帮助我们。
Help us.
使我们内心里面那隐而未现、隐藏的，能够赤露敞开在你面前。
So that we can expose our hidden shame and sin in front of you.
让你自己的灵亲自来医治，愿你自己的宝血亲自来遮盖。
Let your Holy Spirit heal us and your blood cover our sin.
谢谢你的话语，你的应许。
Thanks your words and your promise.
有一天我们要穿上洁白的新衣。
One day we will put on the clean new clothes.
是因为你亲自挪去我们的眼泪。
Because you will wipe away our tears.
亲自挪去我们的羞辱。
Remove our shames.
奉主耶稣基督名求，阿们。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
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 Amen. 好。
是不是请 Tommy